I'm worried about.
Ain't nothing to be worried about.
Like all black leaders, you have a bullseye on your back, and today it just got bigger.
But I ain't no black leader. Not yet.
And how you not a black leader? The vice president was just talking about you on the TV. Baby, you have to understand. With the Panthers, it wasn't that we had guns or black leather. It was because of our message. We were transforming minds. They are gonna come after you with everything you love. They gonna give you the tools that you need to destroy yourself.
Big sight, new tank. Oh God, big church. Yeah. Y'all know how this shit go, you know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo G. Roll up in the club and shit.
So let's talk.
All eyes on me.
Yeah, Tupac, all eyes on. Let me pull
Rock song right here. Huh?
Let me pull up this Demetrius Shipp, Cat Graham.
It's so weird. Like, he looks like Tupac and don't all at the same time.
Yes, it's very strange. Very, very strange. Good was a great value. Viola Davis. Her name is Denai Guerrero. Hey, ain't that what's her name? She looks like that's old girl from Walking Dead, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish you would have got Viola Davis. I feel like she would have done a better job. Even though the mom wasn't that bad.
I liked Michonne.
Hill Harper. Keith Robinson. Tomorrow. Clifton Powell, which I want to talk about that shit. Because that part didn't really make sense. All right. Tells the true and old untold story of prolific rapper, actor, poet, and activist Tupac Shakur. I, unlike many others, I believe, went into this movie with low expectations, and they weren't met. I thought this movie was okay.
I did too.
I felt like Tupac personally deserves a bigger movie. Like, this felt slightly above a Lifetime movie because they had licensed music. That's how I looked at this. And this,
you know, my thought was a documentary. I felt like I was watching a documentary, kind of.
All right, so this is, I think, the problem, which is sad because the best Tupac anything is the documentary Resurrection, where he narrates it, which is amazing. When you tell it, for me, I felt like this movie would have done better if it would have started from birth and went forward, not flashing to the, you know, 95 and then going back and then flashing and going back. Especially because when I watch a biopic, however you say it, I want to see shit I haven't seen before. These Tupac interviews in jail, we've all seen. Like, oh, they're accessible. I'm like, so I don't care. You're not showing me something I haven't seen. And like,
I think the point of that was to let you know they weren't making shit up. Like, this came out of his mouth type of thing.
I get that. But they made shit up because you saw Jada Pinkett today, right?
No, I didn't.
All right. So Cat Graham played Jada Pinkett in the movie. I thought she did it.
I thought she did a decent job.
Yeah. You know, you might not know Cat. You probably know Cat Graham from Vampire Diaries. I paused for a second. Like, I know Cat Graham from something. Let me see. I got to pull this up because she did a thread and I did retweet it. Let me go to my profile. Where is this thread? All right, here we go. All right, so she says, "Forgive me. My relationship to Pac is too precious to me for the scenes and all eyes on me to stand as truth. Pac never read me that poem. That I didn't know that poem existed until it was printed in his book. Sorry. Pac never said goodbye to me before leaving for LA. He had to leave abruptly, and it wasn't to pursue his career. I've never been to any of Pac's shows by his request. We never had an argument backstage. The reimagining of my relationship to Pac has been deeply hurtful to Cat Graham and D. Shippy Jr. This is no fault of yours. Thank you for bringing so much heart and spirit to your roles. You both did a beautiful job with what you were given. Thank you both. Happy birthday, Pac. You are cradled in my heart for eternity. I love you."
And you know what? My question coming to this was,
okay,
did they talk to Jada Pinkett about her role?
Thank you.
And that was my, when I was watching it, I was like, I wonder if they talked to Jada. Like, what, did she have any parts of this movie? And you pretty much just answered that for me.
Which is my problem with this movie. There is too many people alive who know Pac.
Yep.
So,
yep.
All right. So this is what, here's, let me know what you think about this. You said it felt like a documentary. I said, well, why didn't you do a documentary? His mother just recently passed a year ago, right? This part, y'all probably recorded. I would have started this movie off with, you know, how documentaries do. Afeena Shakur, take one. She sits down and she says, "I my first lines would have been, I just didn't want to have this baby in jail. Shoot to her getting out of jail, that blah, 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 blah. And then her talking about the relationship she had with his stepfather and stuff like that. The next person I want to see is Jada Pinkett. When I met Pac in high school, it was this, blah, blah, blah. And then we shoot and see these scenes that they're reenacting from the people who knew him.
This is the- I can see that. I don't, and I say, I feel like a documentary, but I didn't want it to be. I wanted it to be a movie. I wanted to watch it from the beginning to the end. What they could have done was still talk to all these people, kind of like how they did New Edition in a sense. Talk to all these people individually in a room, record it, push it, time it, stamp it, and then come back and take all that you learn and then draw your timeline and pick what scenes, what's, you know, which story was important.
I would have done this movie three ways. Well, no, two ways. I would have done it the way you did. You said it, laid it out. And then when the credits went up, you would have saw everybody they talked to.
Yeah. Right? And then
I get the Blu-ray, I can actually have it intersliced. So you can watch it anywhere, like, oh, that they're telling the story. Now I get to see the scene, blah, blah, blah. But it, and that's what bothered me, because halfway through this movie, guys, I'm watching it. And I said, I looked at Sarah and I said, you trying to tell me there are women on this earth, on God's green earth, who have fucked Biggie and Pac, and we have never heard this story?
Yep.
Where did that orgy scene come from? Why was that even there? That, it felt so weird. Now, it didn't feel as weird as what Benny Boom and LT Hutton, I believe. I'm sorry, I messed his name up. LT, he's from Chicago. I know his name is LT. said John Singleton wanted to start the movie off with Pac trying to fuck a white woman in the ass, and he wanted a rape scene. That was weird too. That both are weird.
What?
Yeah, watch the Breakfast Club interview where they talked about that. But this, and I think to me is the problem I had, one of the biggest problems I had with the movie is Tupac Shakur is larger than life, and this movie made him feel mad regular. He felt so like, okay.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, if this is it, Tupac seemed like kind of a boring ass person with a temper.
Yeah. And to anybody who likes the movie, I'm that bashing. If you like the movie,
I don't hate the movie.
Do
I
me
don't
a favor,
hate the movie.
But do me
I just thought it could be better.
Yes. Do me a favor and ask yourself, would I like this movie if it wasn't based on Tupac? If you know how the Five Heartbeats is an amalgamation of a lot of groups. What if they said, well, this is based on Ice Cube, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Snoop. We just made one character. And this is the same exact movie. We'd all be like, this shit is crazy. This shit looks ridiculous. We wouldn't even, one, we wouldn't even believe the story. And
yeah.
And one of my pet peeves with biopics is they depend too much on the music. Like, there was so many, I forgot what song, I should have wrote it down, but I was watching the movie. There's one that we got like almost two verses of the song. It's like, I don't need, like, or just little stuff. Like, when he does I Get Around, y'all didn't have to shoot to that video. Y'all really just didn't. Like, I wish they would have had the approach of whoever's coming to see this movie knows Tupac. I felt like they was trying to be a Wikipedia entry. And I was like, I don't need to see him. His only video that I thought was done well was, Same Old Song with Digital Underground. I thought, like, okay, because it's weird that he's in his African garb, and I remember this video, so I was like, that we should have gotten. But we
and
got,
that makes sense, because, like, seeing that video, like, okay, that's where he kind of came from, his mom, you know, his stepfather. So if you didn't know why he was in this African getup, now you kind of know.
And then I feel like, did we have all the music? Because why did we get shed so many tears twice? I understand that we got in the beginning when he's getting off the bus, and then halfway through the movie, we get back to him when he gets found guilty for sexual assault back on the bus. But I'm like, at that moment, that was the perfect time to use Me Against the World, because that made, now he's found guilty. Like, that made the most sense. But he's such a complicated character, and I don't think they did that well. Like, it made it seem like Tupac just wanted to be a famous rapper, right? But we know he was more than that. And here's the part where
what bothered me too, it kind of made it seem like, and I don't feel like Tupac is a person who changes to please. And I feel like that's what they were doing too. Like, oh, well, the media said this, and I'm going to do this. He would have did this, and then the media would have said something afterwards. But it seemed like all his actions came because of something that was already stated.
I asked Sarah, because what you're talking about is, I think you're talking about the part where Keep Your Head Up comes out, right? And it's Dolores, I forget, Tucker, was it Dolores Tucker? Wherever there's like, you know, using bitch and hoe. And then the movie has him drop it right then. I was like, wait, that makes it look like he don't really care about women, but he's just
right.
Like,
he
well,
just
look,
said
I can drop a song. Yeah, to flip it. And I was like, you and I didn't need, I think he's at Clark University when they do that. I would have loved that. We've all seen this recently on Instagram and YouTube when he's doing an acapella in front of a bunch of guys. That's a better scene to show him rap that acapella to men. Not to women. He's telling men, like, we need to do better. Not women.
Right.
Hey, women,
right.
Guys, we like, no. But the back to him being, wanted to be a rapper. He gets shot, the second time he gets shot in Vegas, right? They're pulling him out of the car. For some reason, they thought it was a good idea to go into his head. And he's in his head, and he sees himself on stage, and is saying, Tupac, what? Like, that's what he would have been thinking when he's dying?
Don't
even do that. Just have him pulled out the car. Like, I didn't understand that.
I felt like that was a Selena moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, if y'all remember Selena and the moment she gets shot, she was on stage and she was, like, in front of the audience. And then she drops the rose. But she's on stage, like, mid-performance. And I'm like, that's my immediate thought. I was like, Selena?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they didn't focus enough on him being a poet. They relied too heavily on Shakespeare. Like, they just kept going back to the Shakespeare well. And I'm like, cut this shit out. Like, I forgot where else he was. Was it his mom who quoted Shakespeare? Or somebody else? I know he did it to his girlfriend, Quincy Jones' daughter. But I'm like, you really...
You know what else was weird, too? One thing I feel like I learned about a lot of movies or biopics or whatever is they have, like, a big love story kind of too. Like, it's always, you know, and Tupac doesn't have that until like the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, they really went hard with that. He was on dates and stuff, but they never really went into his psyche. Like, that's why I'm mad that I'm like, who was involved in this movie? Because,
and you know what makes it worse though? It makes it worse. And again, people, I don't even hate the movie. I don't. It's just, this is what we do, so we have to kind of dissect it. But what made him mad is the Demetrius Shipp Jr., who's playing Tupac, got the role in 2011.
Okay.
It is 2017, which means you have at least, and this ain't no shade to him, but y'all have been working on this movie for at least a good 5 years before production. And this is what you came up with. Like, his mom was alive this entire time. You know,
yeah.
I just felt like the movie could have definitely been better. But at the same time of saying that, I don't know what it is I would have done to make it better. But I didn't leave the theater feeling how I left Notorious, or I didn't leave the theater feeling how I felt coming out straight out of Compton. I was just like, oh, okay, that was a good movie. And then I just was done.
There's a couple of things, too, like, go watch The People versus Larry Flint. Like, I don't like Larry Flint as a person. I didn't care, and I wasn't a big Penthouse fan. But that biopic is amazing, and I think they're the same ones who did the first season of American Crime, or the O.J. Simpson one. Like, mm-hmm. they know how to do, like, how to carry a character, because when we get the fade to black, they do. So, 25 million, had 9 albums, all went platinum.
Yeah.
And I said, you guys didn't do a good job of showing that while he was alive in this movie. Like, you guys skip over so many albums. You just do the first one, and then you get to Me Against the World.
And that's why I was in the theater, like, so y'all knowing all his, like, big hits, but Tupac still has music. Like, I wanted to see him. I feel like the scene when he gets out of jail, he's in death row, and he's hopping from studio to studio, and he's like recording one song and recording another song, was their way of saying that, like, he be working.
Yeah, but you should have done way better than that. Cause you're right.
I would have just spliced a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I would have took a montage of just him in the studio with like different shirts and just, you know, and went from different rhymes of verses, that stuff that's not a mainstream song. just to show, like, the man has, this man still got songs we probably ain't never heard.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the other thing from that is, it's too hard to capture Tupac, and at times Demetrius didn't do that well. At times I watched it and I was like, that damn CGI at Coachella was a better Tupac at times. I'm like, that shit was fucking eerie to see when they had the hologram up of him. And I was like, this, he was on stage rocking, like acting like Tupac at times better than Demetrius did in this movie. But it's a huge undertaking. You really need Denzel as Malcolm X to do a Tupac. Like, you, I believe Denzel was Malcolm X. I didn't believe Demetrius shit was Tupac. I believe he was playing Tupac. And
I could see that. Yeah.
And that's kind of what it felt. Sure, you're right. He has no love story. I thought they were trying to do a love story between him and Jada. But as, here's the thing. There's a couple of things. There's infamous, like, here's another detriment to the movie. When the movie goes off, they play you a clip of Pac, and you see so much charisma in this young man, and you're just like, wow. And you're like, oh, but that scene wasn't there, right? We didn't see that. The thing that Pac did when he wearing the Red Wings jersey and he's spitting at the camera. Why is that scene that thing? Like, everybody see it.
And you know what's crazy too? A scene that I was expecting that I really didn't need to see, but I was expecting, was the whole, what is it, Source Award, Vibe Award, when Suge get on stage and do his whole thing, because it's like in every movie of the 90s. And I'm like, that scene wasn't in there.
The VMAs, when him and Snoop go on stage together, and I thought we was going to see that because that suit is infamous. Like, no.
Yeah, like none of those. And I guess maybe they was thinking you've seen it already, but unfortunately, now you got to see it from his standpoint. You know, we've seen it in all these other movies, but you're doing a Tupac movie, and that was an important scene, and it should have been added. The whole thing, it could have been better. That's all. It could be better.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm.
And then here's what I don't get. Sorry not to cut you off. When he got to jail.
Oh, thanks.
What did I do to you? Like, what did I do to the cops? Like, what did I do to you? Like, specifically, what did I do to you?
Yeah, that was
especially
crazy.
The black cop.
Yeah, I feel like you picked on him, but you're not picking on everybody else.
Oh, maybe you can answer this, because I didn't know. When he was in jail and he was listening to Who Shot You, and dude was like telling him, man, don't do, you know, something for 50 seconds, it'll give you 50 years. Who him was supposed to be?
I don't know who Clifton Powell was supposed to be. I don't know what lesson he was supposed to be teaching, because he tells him, hey, I'm in here for life, blah, blah, blah. Don't make this mistake. Let that shit go. Then he stabs.
And then turn around and shank somebody.
And then, which I'm like, okay, I guess you guys have beat. But then why look at Pac and be like, see what I mean? I think Pac got it. I really think he kind of got it. And I was like, what was the purpose of this?
I think he fucked up. I think when he originally had that talk with Pac was like, you right. Let me not spend 50 years in jail for something stupid. And for you to deliver that message with so much power to, like,
so
actually mean
bigger.
It and then shank somebody, which means your vengeance was still more important. So I feel like in that moment, Tupac like, well, nigga, then it really don't matter. Like, I could still get my vengeance because Tupac, really? Tupac, vengeance, pussy, money, power, family. That was his thing.
Yeah. I mean, they.
I'm like, that lesson was unlearned real quick.
They did make it. They make Pac look crazy, and say with the whole shooting, and it was like, even on the movie, there's like, well, I think the audience is supposed to look at it like, oh, that's another thing that they took away from it too. Like, well, so when the shooting happens, when Pac gets shot, has to go to the court, blah blah. He starts saying like, it was Biggie set me up, it was that studio, blah blah, right? There's a great sound bite. I think it's a sound. I don't think it's a. I think he says in an interview, right? This is why the movie belittles something. We lived through this. So we knew that this Tupac Biggie thing, right or wrong, became East versus West.
Mm-hmm.
That was not really addressed. Like, this, where was the Vibe cover where they're all their foreheads? Mm-hmm. I thought we was going to get that cover, and then the Source with it. But I was, even if we didn't get that, I didn't get why we didn't get Pac saying, it's not an East Coast, West Coast thing. The media's making it up. It's just me and Big, and that's it. Why didn't you put that in there? Y'all just had him look like a crazy person who was like, he has something to do with it. Even though I'm like, wait, Biggie, did that scene where Biggie went to the hospital, that actually happened? Why would he go to the hospital? to kill you?
Because that was right. And then you saw him?
Yeah.
Like you saw him.
You saw him at the hospital. Like, Big is that great of an actor that he's going to show up there.
What I do think, I don't know how easy this can be or what, but I do think that Dimitri is portrayed a good Tupac.
Yeah.
I think dude who played Biggie plays a good Biggie.
Yeah, gravy.
You know how we were saying Berry Gordy, the dude who played Berry Gordy is Berry Gordy in everything? Yeah.
Baratunde or something.
I need them to play them in everything. Like, if there is any other movie where it's got to be a Biggie feature or a Pac feature, that's who I want to see. I don't want to see nobody else. Same thing. I was like, ooh, they should have got the faith they had in Biggie.
I thought so too. I'm like,
why? That was cool. I mean, because I'm just saying, like, that was like a 4-minute scene. You could have got that faith.
Let's talk, though. I thought the faith... She was cool. I felt like she sounded like Faith.
She sounded like Faith.
Just like old girl sounded like Angie Martinez. She didn't look like Angie Martinez.
Yeah, she did sound like her.
Snoop sounded like Snoop, but that nose looked so fake. And I was like, I know this is real known because Snoop don't have that nose, but that's the thing that bothered me too. I'm like, Snoop couldn't play Snoop. He doesn't age that bad, guys. He could
really
throw on that afro and play himself. How hard is that?
He definitely could have.
I don't know. It was weird because when you watched the Breakfast Club interview, they was like, man, we played this movie, people were crying. I said, where were they supposed to cry at?
Like, yeah, I missed the tearful part.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Even when he got shot, like, I think my eyes swelled up more when Biggie got killed. in the Notorious movie. I'm like, oh, not like we didn't know he was going to die, but like, dang, the way it ended, man, maybe because that stuff really happened in New York with everybody out and they was playing the music and they was taking his body through. It seemed like Tupac just died.
That's it. I'm like, damn, there wasn't a big celebration.
They made it so like nobody cared that the man died. What were you doing when the night you found out Tupac was killed?
I was at my cousin's house and we were in the basement watching television. And then it came across. So maybe it was watching MTV because I believe it came there. But I'm sorry. You asked where I was when he died. Wait, was I there?
Or shot.
Because I don't remember if I was there. That's what I'm saying. I think it was shot. Wait, I could easily do this because if Friday the 13th is a weekday during that, then you're like, oh yeah, that's no, I wasn't at my cousin's house. 96, right? September, seven? Right? Friday the 13th. I was there when he shot because the 7th is a Saturday. I guess I could. Yeah, he died on the Friday the 13th. So when he got shot, I was at my cousin's house. Friday the 13th, when he died, depending where he died, I might have been in school because I was a freshman. I was a freshman in high school. Where were you at?
Either one. My best friend's house.
Was the shot or dead? Because he died Friday. Okay, shot.
It was when
Saturday.
It first came out. On the news,
I think when
it was 96. Yeah, 96. Yeah. He did get killed. Okay. No, I was sitting over at my best friend's house. I remember that day we had, I believe we had school and we had a little, oh my God, do you remember like that library on wheels type of thing? I think it was like a book fair or something we had.
Oh, okay.
And I bought a diary and it was like a little blue green diary that had kittens on it. Don't ask why.
Shel Shakur. She had it already planned.
And I was sitting up at my friend's house and the TV was on and I think it was just like, you know, latest news or breaking news or whatever. And the rapper Tupac Shakur shot in Las Vegas, you know, whatever. And I remember because it was the day I got the diary and I think I still have this diary. And on the first page of the diary, it goes like, yo, I just got this diary today and I hate to say that Tupac just died. Like, it's the first page of the diary. And I'm talking about Tupac and how he got killed. And I was all sad and distraught because I was so in love, you know, type of thing.
I think when he got shot, I was like, oh, he'll be all right. He got shot before.
I did. I was like, he gonna make it. He is gonna make it.
It's the crazy. And you know what's too? What Notorious and All Eyes on Me are guilty of. And I don't know how you do this. But they done a fair to decent job, fair to good, whatever job, fair to middling, on who Tupac and who Biggie were they don't do a great job of what the landscape of hip hop was. So when they die, like, you don't understand that that's our Kennedy assassination. We like, we always to this day, we're like, what would rap look like if these two are alive?
Yeah.
You know, like it
changed, they don't show the impact that they did. Yeah, to music.
It changes drastically. Is there any rapper right now that, of course, right now, what would I look like? Is there a rapper who's being born right now that you would want to see a movie on? I obviously would love to see a Jay-Z movie, but yeah. He's such a private person that I get geeked when he tweets like he did last night.
Did you see Obama's video though?
Yeah, I watched Obama's video too. Everybody's like, he gave away the sex of the babies. I was like, no, there could be two girls or there could be a girl and a boy. That still will make Jay-Z have daughters. If he's telling the truth, then we know they're not two boys, but whatever. I'm trying to think. I mean, we don't need an Ice Cube movie. We got N.W.A. I was going to say 50 Cent movie.
Why they didn't have a dude who played Dr. Dre play Dr. Dre?
I didn't like that Dr. Dre at all. I did not like that Dr. Dre.
And I know I'm probably tripping because these scenes was like 5 minutes long. But in my mind, they 5 minutes long. They could have took 5 minutes out their time, learned the script, knocked out, and been done. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he could take a break.
And truth be told, Jada Pink could have probably played her damn self.
I thought that too. I was like, why did she play herself? You can't.
She could have probably played herself, but I wonder if it had been a little freaky.
That might be weird.
With him, because he kind of really do look like Tupac.
But see, that's why I said this movie should have had the budget. We're gonna do a Tupac movie. We're gonna do a Tupac movie, right? Because to me, when Pac is talking to Jada a little bit later in their careers, that should be on the set of Different World. Now they're on the back lot, but I was like, they should be at the pit. Like, how do y'all not recreate that pit and say we're having this conversation before we shoot the scene? He's Piccolo. I remember that episode. Like, I know.
And why didn't they address? Why did they do Poetic Justice? Yeah,
they skip over it, and he's like, "What about Higher Learning?" I was like, "Why are you talking about Poetic Justice?" I'm like, "This." So I said, "Right now, we're at a time where there's too many people alive that this could have been a way better movie." And that's probably what was the problem. If they did this movie 10 or 15 years later, and a 20 years later, and people are dead, we'd be like, "Man, what can you do?" But there's so many people left that you're just like, you know, this movie could have been way better.
And you know what's bothersome about it too? I feel like this is going to be his movie. Like, there's not going to be another Tupac movie.
I think this is his movie. This is our movie for him. I sat there and I was like, I bet you when it's about time for me to check out this world, check out of here, they're going to be like, hey, we're doing a new Tupac movie. We're going to do it right. And I'm going to miss that one. Just like, man, because think about it.
Because I don't feel like they're going to do another Notorious movie. I feel like that movie, good movie, you're not going to get another.
Yeah, that story is told.
But right, you're not going to get another, you know, N.W.A. movie.
Say what you want about Titanic. That movie's huge, and 90% of people did when by the time that movie came out. Like, I think they did Titanic in the 40s and the 50s, but the good one was in 97. Regardless of that stupid love story, that movie was blown out. That budget, that ship looked immaculate.
Yeah.
Watch what's going to happen. Watch. They're going to do a whole... Oh, man.
So my other question
Daddy movie.
Maybe this is like a dumb question. I can probably just did some research and got the answer, but is it just us that really do biopics on ourselves? Like, I feel like I don't hear a lot, maybe because I don't pay attention to, like, you know, other people, white people, Hispanic people, whatever, no shade, like a musical background type of thing, other than like Selena. But like, I don't hear, like, I feel like our people come out with biopics like, oh, it is the thing. Everybody got to have a story. Is it because we have to tell our story?
No, because you got to think about it. We just don't think. All right. So, if you're going to do like Hispanic, right? There's Selena, but we know that because she was born in Texas and we knew most of the story. Nobody brings up La Bamba. La Bamba is a biopic with Lou Diamond Phillips. See, like, look at your face. You're like, what? That came out in 87. Because I had to pull this list out. I remember La Bamba. I used to watch him. I used to like that song.
And I was actually, and I get it too, because I was actually thinking of groups, not solo artists.
Well, The Doors have a movie that came in 91. It has been The Doors, the rock band. Remember Walk the Line with Johnny Cash? Who's in that? Is that Joaquin Phoenix? Joaquin Phoenix? Yes, he's in that. Let's see. I'm skipping across them. You know, we know Cadillac Records. Notorious. Oh, Great Balls of Fire. I remember that with Jerry Lee Lewis. That came out in 89. Look at the Buddy Holly story. That was in 78. Because what do we have? So we have, let's do theatrical releases. There's Cadillac Records. There's Ray. There's Notorious. And now there's All Eyes on Me. Is there any other? Oh, Straight Outta Compton.
James Brown. Jackson wouldn't count. Yeah.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Wendy Dandridge didn't go to the show neither. She was an actress anyway.
That was on HBO.
Okay.
What's Love Got to Do with It? Well, but now we're going into the 90s now. These are the ones we named were like in the past 10 years. But I guess, because you know what? Here's the thing, too. Maybe we want to tell our stories why has there not been a Beatles movie? Why hasn't there been a Rolling Stone movie?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, there's not a Rolling Beatles Stone movie. And then as I was leaving the show, not that they couldn't need a movie, but like, In Sync came on. And I was like, can we get a white boy band thing? Like, maybe they have a lot of behind the scene problems. I don't know.
Yeah. I doubt we'll get a Prince movie. He was really private. But yeah. We'll be gone by then. I'm surprised we haven't got Madonna. Like, her life, I mean, that might be rated R or NC-17. I did see this week that there's going, I think it's either been picked up or there's talk that there's going to be a Two Live Crew movie. And I'm like, how y'all doing that without making it a porno? Like, we know what Uncle Luke is about. Let's not kid ourselves. There's going to be a lot of ass and titties in that movie.
A lot. Escape talking about a movie, and then people want to see a Jodeci movie. And I'm like, everybody, we got to have our people out there. Like, it's just, we got to know. Have all the movies in a couple of years going to be all biopics.
Is this an indication that we don't read? Because all those bands I named have dope books that you can go and read. Tupac has tons of books on them. There's tons of books on the Biggie and Tupac conspiracies that we can all go read. And we'll be like, no, I want to see it on the screen. And white people are like, no, I've read this dope.
They deserve visuals.
Because the Who has a movie, but it's not a biopic. It's about the guy who followed them, and he was a journalist for Rolling Stone. But that was based on, Almost Famous? I think that's based on a book too. So... keep them coming. I don't care. Like, I would love.
I'm not tripping. Bands. I was just thinking.
But I also think that sometimes we get shortchanged. Like, thank God that James Brown and Ray wanted to be fucking honest. Like, but how many people, like, if Pac hit a girl, was he gonna put that in? What we gonna see in the movie? Like, James Brown, when he slapped that woman, that shit shocked the hell out of me. I was like, oh shit, yeah. That comes out of nowhere. And I don't want a biopic if you're not gonna be honest. I think Biggie hit women. I don't think that was in the movie. I can't remember if he hit Kim or
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that was left out. Wasn't left out. Listen, can we talk about the Death Row cinematic universe? Like, you can watch Straight Outta Compton, Michelle A, and now
and tie it all into each other though, because it makes perfect sense. Because they like Dr. Dre left, then you can just think back Straight Outta Compton. Like, that's the scene right there when he left.
Start the next one.
Then he was like, "I know you heard the rumors." I feel like that rumor was like Eazy-E. Okay, all right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we're gonna do all these movies of rap artists of the '90s. Give me the same people. Just use the same Biggie. Use the same Pop. With your head.
Yeah, it works better that way.
And just keep them in that. Let them get that good coin. That's all I'm saying.
Do you want full on biopic like All Eyes on Me and Ray and stuff like that, or do you want semi autobiography? Like, or do you mind? Not do you want? Not either or. Because like Purple Rain, Get Rich or Die Trying, and 8 Mile are loosely based on Eminem, Prince, and 50 Cent, but it's not beat for beat, note for note.
I mean, I don't want that shit. That's cool, but like, I want full your story type of movie. But however, some of these people who want to come out with biopics, I think it's just way too early. I think you need to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, and I remember we was going to get Jay-Z was going to write an autobiography, which was turned into Decoded. And he was like, nah, I don't feel like, you know, it's either like, I don't want to be that honest or I'm not there yet. So that's why I was like, who right now can be that honest about things? Like, I mean, can
and
we
the
get
crazy
a, can...
thing is, I think if Jay-Z wanted to, well, one, I think this time is too early for him to now, because I feel like the last couple of years in a movie, they're just bunched together.
Yeah, but see,
I think,
go ahead.
I feel like if they did a biopic on Jay-Z, you got to stop at like
when he gets married.
Yeah.
You don't really need too much after that, because that I can go to the black screen and say he buys. You know, right? He starts Roc Nation, blah, blah, blah. But again, this is the thing. Like, there's no. Here's the thing. He does hit
what
him up.
What about a DMX movie? Sorry.
A DMX movie, great. He does. Pac does hit him up. It's only showed Biggie. He disses Chino XL. He disses Nas. He calls Jay-Z Gay-Z. That's all left out. Like, he. Yeah. They even left out the part where he's like, fuck you. If you like Biggie, fuck the East Coast, all this, because he felt some. Like, that's the thing, too. That there was that rage when you hear Pac yell at the end of that five verse, hit him up. You feel, I remember my cousins, we was in the back seat and they put on hit him up and he's going off, fuck you if you like Bad Boy. And I'm feeling, what was that, 95 or 96 when that happens? And I'm 13 or 14. I felt somewhere, I was like, I like Biggie too, like, fuck me, Pac. I felt, you don't feel that rage from this Pac, like, he was pissed.
He was so mad.
Like, I'm from here.
Which makes sense, though. He thought they had something to do with
getting the man shot. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm from New York. I lived in, but I'm from the East Coast, and this is how y'all fucking treat me. Fuck you. That was not in the movie. Where's that at the end of the movie? Like,
and when I watched his interviews, they were saying they was trying to focus more on Tupac the man and not everything that was like in the news or whatever.
Man, they should have had everything. He should have addressed all that.
Every single aspect of that man's life.
Like, they spent a lot of time on him trying to get Brenda's baby over. And I'm like, I don't need this. Who cares about, I mean, honestly, I felt like this time could be better spent somewhere else in his life than him convincing two white guys, because we know.
I felt like I was in the show for so long. Y'all, that movie is 2 hours and 20 minutes long. Yeah. I went to the 10:15 show this morning. After like 30 minutes of previews, what the fuck?
Oh my God, it was so, I'm thinking like, y'all, the trailer so
at
long?
At first I thought they was going to be strictly black ass previews.
I did too, but I didn't get that.
Because I was in it, because the preview for Detroit looks dope.
Yeah.
The preview for Marshall looks dope. Plus I love Chadwick.
I didn't get the Marshall one.
You didn't get the third good Marshall movie?
Oh wait, I think I did.
Yeah, it came right after the Detroit one.
I had one with Sanaa Lathan and I was confused her for Regina Hall.
I didn't even care for that preview. I'm like, yeah. Road Trip, I got a good preview of, I felt like. Like, I felt like I keep seeing previews, but this was a really good one.
You know what bothers me about the Road Trip preview? I love Tiffany Haddish, but I hate when she doubles down on the booty hole line. I was like, I feel you just, if she says you can't catch nothing, it's the booty hole, and stop, and they'd be like, dude, Road Trip, it'd be better. But they do, it's the booty hole. I'm like, why she gotta say it twice? Like, that it came off corny. But
yeah.
And then I just real
quick. We got the Transformer trailer.
I got that too.
I'm so over this Transformers.
I am too. I'm like, what?
I don't even know what's going on no more.
Nobody does.
I don't know who playing who. What is this? I think Gerard Carmichael's supposed to be in that somewhere.
But real quick, so. Back to Road Trip. I get that this is a silly, fun comedy for women, but starring women, not for women. But they lose me when Jada has to pee. And I was like, why couldn't it just be a stream? It sounds like a big splash.
It's like a whole splash.
Like she's squirting on somebody. I'm like, why did y'all go over the top with this? And they were like, how much water did she drink? She could have just peed on one person. Like,
yeah.
And it would have been
funny.
They
act like she flooded the whole street.
Yeah. What? And listen, y'all really doing some movie magic if y'all want me to believe all these women are the same age. Because I'm like, I know Queen got to be over 50. And Jada getting close. But I feel like Regina Hall is early 40s. Maybe she's 45. But Tiffany got to be 30, right? But they all went to school together.
Right.
I was like, wait, what?
That is so true.
All right. I think we're done.
That's a wrap. So out of 5 stars, how many stars are you giving All Eyes on Me?
2.5.
I gave it 3.
There you go. Solid. All right. So y'all getting the same ending regardless of this. So listen, that is the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. At one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the rest of our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher. And remember, we'll be back in 2 weeks. BET Awards, Power. I can't wait for Power. I'm excited. Really excited for Power.
I just saw another trailer for it too. Come through.
You know what? Real quick, if we could do it in here. Look, y'all know how this wraps up. What's with Stars or Power Stars, whatever the count, saying like who's going to turn? Why does somebody need to turn on Ghost? What are you talking? He's in jail.
Did they all already turn on Ghost?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they like tweet. Who Tommy do you think is going to turn?
Tasha doing her thing. Angie ain't fucking. Like they all kind of already turned.
Who Lorenz Tate gonna be fucking this season? Lala. What's old girl?
Right, because we don't know if Lala dead or alive.
Nah, shit. Well, Angela? I was like, what is the Latin Angela? Uh-huh. She got a taste for chocolate. I can see her with Lorenz. Like, all right. Until next time, I say peace, she says.
Bye.
I couldn't help but note your pain.
My pain?
It runs deep. Share it with me.
Never take me alive, I'm getting high with my 4-5. Cocked on these suckers, time to die, even as a youngster. Causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed helped me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash upon the curb. Cause my business bloody, maybe if they tried to understand me. What should I do? I had to feed my fucking family. What else could I do? I'm slanging with the homies, fuck hanging with them phonies in the club. Got my mind, no danger. Never been a stranger to homicide. My city's full of gangbangers and drive-bys. Why do we die at an early age? He was so young, but still a victim of the 12 gauge. My memories of a corpse, mind full of sick thoughts. And I ain't going back to court, so fuck what you thought. I'm drinking Hennessy, running from my enemies. Well, I live to be 23 and so much pain.